Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. I'm Lewis Wallace. Donald Trump came through Ohio this weekend after his campaign canceled an appearance in Chicago Friday. Protesters and supporters had scuffled inside a Chicago arena, an example of the increasingly heated environment at Trump's campaign events. At the rally in Vandalia Saturday, one protester was arrested and several others escorted out by Secret Service. I was there. Here's my report. Thousands of people line up early Saturday morning to see Trump at the Dayton airport. The attitude toward protesters is generally defiant. Loretta Huger from Beaver Creek says demonstrators should back off.
To disrupt it the way they do, I think is wrong. I mean, everybody has their choice on who you want to vote for. I wasn't happy with Obama, but that's who we got, so I respect that.
Lots of Trump supporters say they're fed up with Washington, and they hope he'll do something different as president. Sandra Cheney drove 3 hours from Sardinia, Ohio, to see him.
He speaks his mind, and we need to hear more of that. We need somebody that's going to stand up for us.
But she's also seen reports of Trump supporters being aggressive toward protesters at rallies, and Trump's own comments appearing to egg them on.
Possibly when he says, throw him out, you know, maybe that gets people more aggravated.
Cheney says she wants a civil conversation. Demonstrators say it's Trump who's made the conversation disrespectful. Haley Goff lives in Dayton.
He's a bigot. He hates people of color. He hates people that are trans. Anybody that's not exactly like him.
She's with a group of young people dressed in drag. Another few dozen protesters gather quite a ways down the road from the rally, holding up signs. They chose the location to avoid confrontation or arrest. After everyone files in through security, the Trump 757 rolls up in front of the open hangar. There's booming music, and Donald Trump gets out, waving to the crowd of over 5,000. He starts by addressing what happened in Chicago. He says his supporters were just standing by at the rally.
And they were pouring into the arena, good arena, everything nice, and all of a sudden, a planned attack just came out of nowhere.
The speech lasts almost an hour, wandering from the topic of free trade agreements that he opposes to jobs and how to fight terrorism. He defends his stance on torture.
I am 100% fine with waterboarding, and it should be increased.
The crowd, people from kids to seniors, stands up, waving Trump signs in the air and howling as he insults Ted Cruz, mocks Ohio Governor John Kasich, calls President Barack Obama weak. He also brings back a story he'd told last month. He says more than 100 years ago, U.S. General George Pershing dipped bullets in pig's blood after capturing a group of Muslim terrorists in the Philippines.
They put the bullets in the rifles and they shot 49 of the 50 men. Dead. Boom.
He says the 50th was sent back with the final bullet to warn others not to commit terrorist acts. That story has been debunked by several historians, and Trump says he's not saying it's a good story, but he's making a point.
We're either going to win the battle or we're going to lose the battle. We have to do what we have to do. We have to clean it out.
Not long into his speech, protesters start interrupting one by one, shouting at the stage.
So we have one protester. Looks a little wacky. He's a whack job.
The crowd jeers as he's walked out by Secret Service. Another man is pushed out forcibly, yelling, "Trump's a liar." Near the end of the speech, still another demonstrator jumps over the barrier and tries to rush the stage. He's swarmed by Secret Service. The crowd breaks out in chants.
Thank you for the warning. I was ready for him, but it's much easier if the cops do it. Don't we agree? Huh? What a great job. What a great job.
This simmering tension seems to have almost reached a boil when Trump ends the speech a couple minutes later.
Thank you, Dayton. Thank you. I love you. Thank you. Thank you.
Outside, vendors are still hawking buttons and shirts with messages like Hillary for prison and Make America Great Again. When Trump's private plane takes off over the airport, cars are in gridlock lined up to leave. People honk, wave American flags, and aim their iPhones at the sky. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.